Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello, English learners, and welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing? How are you? Hope you're well. My name's Michael, as you probably already know, and I've got a really exciting episode today. I put a lot of work into preparing this one, and I think it's going to be interesting. Fun is my usual goal. Hope you think it's fun. And also very useful for your English as well. Let's make this the trifecta of all those things today. But anyway, I'll tell you the topic. I'll get right into it now. So I want to talk about adding up to verbs. Up. So I want to talk about this word up, this preposition, and what it means when we add up to a verb. So here are some examples. Clear up. Finish up. Drink up. Break up. You know, there's many, many things where we add up. And I think this could be a great thing to talk about. This was actually a suggestion from one of the members of Level Up English. One of the members was recently asking me about the difficult part of phrasal verbs where we add up, which is up, to a verb, and why we do this. What's the purpose? What's the reason? So I decided to make an entire episode about this because I think it's such a big topic that it's not an easy thing to wrap your head around, which means it's not an easy thing to understand, comprehend. There's a lot to it that we could talk about because, I mean, there's just a lot. I think we'll get to that in a minute. So here are some more examples. I need to save up, eat up your dinner, finish up the podcast, clean up your room. Come on, listen up. Listen to me. Listen up. So many more. There's so many more like this. You can go on forever, almost. So there are a few reasons why we do this, and the differences in meanings from the original verbs are not always obvious. So I'll try my best to cover them clearly in today's episode before we finish up. I've used it there. Right, so we could say before we finish or before we finish up. In this case, it's the same. But yeah, sometimes it changes the meaning a lot more than finish and finish up. And we'll cover that more in a minute. I will add a more detailed lesson about this over on Level Up English, with a quiz as well to help you practice, and also subtitles to help you understand this podcast lesson. So if you want to access that to help you learn a bit more, and you can also join our global learner community, you can get access to podcast transcripts, group classes to practice your speaking with me, and many, many other courses, you can go to levelupenglish.school, and then you click on that members button at the top of the page, and you'll get access to everything on the website, including all this podcast content, or the bonus content as well. So I hope to see you there again, levelupenglish.school, members button right at the top, or there's also a link in your podcast app that should take you there directly. If you have any questions about it, just let me know. But okay, let's get into it now. I want to talk about the basics, first of all, the basics of what a phrasal verb is, because I don't want to assume any knowledge here. I don't want to assume that you guys know what I'm talking about. So let's start from the basics. A phrasal verb is a verb and a preposition or an adverb. And these two come together to form a new word. Often, these two things together, these two words together, can have a whole new meaning, such as break and break up. The meaning can be totally different. Another confusing thing is that phrasal verbs often have more than one meaning. Breakup can mean a relationship stops, finishes, or it can mean someone doesn't have a good connection on the phone. I'm breaking up. So there's a big difference between I'm breaking up with you and I am breaking up, or you are breaking up. Very big difference between those sentences. Makes it very confusing. So it is a bit of a headache to get around. There's a lot to learn. And while you can use regular verbs instead of most phrasal verbs, you really can't avoid them, unfortunately. You can't escape them forever. You have to learn phrasal verbs if you want to be good at English, because they're commonly used and spoken in all sorts of English, and also in written English as well. So even though you can use another verb, it's really good to learn the phrasal verbs too. They are very common in spoken English, but as I said, all forms of English. So for example, you can use the word improve. I want to improve my English, that's fine. But you can also say the phrasal verb, I want to brush up on my English, to brush up on my English. The meaning is the same, but native speakers will use both. We'll use both of them frequently. And notice as well how this phrasal verb has no relation to brushes, brush up on. It's nothing to do with brushes. It's very confusing, isn't it? Well, to make matters worse, we also have a strange thing where we can add this word up to many verbs, turning them into phrasal verbs and changing the meaning very slightly. Sometimes it changes a lot, but what we're covering today are the ones mostly that change a little bit. So we can say, for example, I need to save money. And also, I need to save up money. So if both of them are correct, then what is the difference? What's the difference here? So that's what we'll be covering today. Save money, save up money. What's the difference? However, we can say, speak up. I can't hear you. What was that? Speak up, please. Speak up. But we cannot say, I can't hear you. Speak. Speak. Speak and speak up have a different meaning. Right? I can tell you now, speak just means to talk, to make sounds of your mouth. Speak up means to talk louder. Right? See, the meaning is different here. So sometimes the meaning changes. Sometimes it's very, very small. It's such a nightmare, isn't it? So here we have an inconsistency. An inconsistency is things that don't follow the same pattern. If I say 1111111 2 2 2 2 4, that's a really weird example, actually. Say, hey, why did he say 4? Why didn't he say 2? Why didn't he say 3? It's inconsistent. It doesn't match that pattern. Really bad example, but I think you know what I mean. Inconsistent. So unfortunately, this means that phrasal verbs must be learnt individually. There really are not any big rules you can learn to help you learn all of them. But my best tip, my real best tip for phrasal verbs is to think of them all as just one word. Even though it might be two or three words, like brush up on, grow up, save up, it might be more than one word, well, it will be more than one word. Try to see them in your mind as just one word. For example, look forward to is one word. Got it? Because we never say, I look forward. If we're talking about the meaning of exciting, excited, we don't say, I look forward. We always have two. Look forward to, that's one word. Okay, remember that. Having said all of that, despite saying that, I want to go over some grammar patterns today for up that might help you with these specific phrasal verbs. A quick reminder that grammar patterns always follow the language itself. So that means the language comes first, and then very smart people make up grammar rules to fit the language. You know, we don't have grammar then language. The language develops naturally before the textbooks come along. So because of that, it's not always easy to make rules and group things together. And I've done a lot of research for this episode, and different kind of textbooks and websites have different ways of teaching this and different rules. I've come up with my best way of showing this, in my opinion, and some other resources have helped me as well. So let's get into it. Let's go with some of the uses of up now. I have a lot of them, so I may end up doing two parts, like part one, part two of these episodes. I'm not sure, but we'll see how we go. We'll see how it goes, because I don't want to overload your brain with too much information. So, okay, 10 minutes into the episode, let's have a look at the first one. So the word up is, of course, often associated with physically going up, like walk up the stairs, right? It's also in an abstract way associated with that kind of progression, going up as in improving. If you're improving, you're going up in skill in some way. So a lot of these words will be related to that, not all of them. So the first meaning of these words is to increase or to improve. Okay, so we'll have a look at these now. One of them, for example, is save up. We mentioned that before. Save up money. That means increase money. I need to save up, which means I need to increase my money. I'm going to try to talk about some of these as well, because we can say save up or save. You know, both of them can be used. So why would we say up? Well, annoyingly, it might be different for each individual word, but I'll try to talk about that today. For many of them, up adds a more kind of casual and friendly feeling. For example, maybe like a robot or AI would not use phrasal verbs. It would just sound very like logical and robotic. And a human, a friendly human, will say like, listen up, come on, and all these phrasal verbs. It sounds a lot nicer and more friendly. So if you use them, your English will sound better and less like a robot. Apparently, I never really thought about this before, but I think it's true. Save up is usually when you have a specific thing in mind that you're saving for. So let's say I need to save money. That's a kind of generally, I want more money, but no reason. I just want money. I need to save up money. It's more likely that you have like an idea. I need to save up money for this car, for this house, for something like that. But they're very similar. The meaning is not so different. Another example, I have to do this example, is level up. Level up, of course. It's the name of the podcast. So level up means to improve. That's that word, improve again. Increase your level to the next level. Go up to the next level. Level up your English means improve your English, right? So level up, you have leveled up. It's not common to say you have leveled, right? Leveled, it's a bit different. So level up is an important one, meaning improve. Clean up, that's a common one. You can say, hey, clean up your table. We can say clean your table as well. Clean your table, clean up your table. I think, again, clean up sounds a bit more friendly. If you want someone to help you, adding an up to your request can sound more friendly and nice. So if you say, hey, clean your table, it sounds a bit harsh. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, clean up your table. It sounds a little bit more friendly, a tiny bit. But obviously, using the word please would be much better as well. But this just means to increase the level of cleanliness there. Clean up the table, clean up your room, increase that cleanliness, right? Clean your room, clean up your room. Not a huge difference, but I've spoken about them already. I mentioned in a YouTube video before, I did a lesson on this in London, where I said, the weather has cleared up, which is true because the blue sky is coming out. I'm very happy about that. The weather has cleared up. So that means the blueness, the clarity of the sky is improving, increasing. I could say my skin has cleared up, right? That means any kind of spots or bad stuff I had on my skin is going away. So my clarity of my skin is increasing. My skin has cleared up. Your teacher might say to you, hey, listen up. Listen up, okay? It's very similar to listen, but it just means to increase your attention. It's a little bit more emphasis on that increasing something, right? So if I say, hey, listen to me, that's kind of like there are two options, is listen and don't listen. If I say listen up, it's more like listen carefully. There's not just two options here. There can be different levels of listening where you're kind of paying attention, but not really. So if I say listen, that just means hear what I'm saying. If I say listen up, that means increase your attention to me more than before. The difference is so small, but there is a difference. Can you see that? Can you tell that difference? I think I will include more on the website, about this, but I've got quite a long list of some of them. One good one though is hurry up. Hurry up. Come on, hurry up, which means increase your speed, get quicker, right? When I'm on a walk with someone, maybe I'm a fast walker. I think one thing that London does to you, London turns you into a fast walker. So if I walk with someone who's not from London, they're always so slow. And I say, come on, hurry up, let's go, hurry up, increase your speed. And again, it's the same as listen. If I say hurry, that means you have to go really fast. If I say hurry up, that means you have to go faster. Right? So it's not going really fast, it's just faster than what you are now, more fast. Small difference. You might have to say to me, Michael, your podcast is too quiet. Can you speak up, please? Can you speak up? Which means speak louder. I said this one before, didn't I? Speak means to make sound. Speak up means to increase that sound. Speak louder. So with all of these ones meaning increase or improve, there's that really important difference where it just means more than before. It's not just on or off. Try to think of your own as well. Let me know if you have any more to give me in the comments. Send me a comment over on podcast 224. That'd be great to hear. Second use of up phrasal verbs is to get better. To get better. This is really similar, which is why I've made it number two, because we had improving. Now this is getting better, but it's not exactly like going up, increasing. We're not increasing in number. It's something that is increasing in degree, I suppose. It's just better than before, subjectively better. So a good one for, I think a good one for this theme of the UK is sober up. Sober up. If you are sober, it means you're not drunk, right? People here love drinking. They get drunk all the time. If you sober up, it means you stop being drunk. So you improve your sobriety. That's the noun of sober. Sober is an adjective. Improve your sobriety. So you get less drunk and you improve your sobriety. So that gets better. It's always better to not be drunk, isn't it, really? So sober up, that's a good one. We don't really say sober as a verb. I need to sober. I think sober is only an adjective. So some of these as well, adding up to an adjective can turn it into a verb. I need to sober up because I want to be sober. Right? So see, everyone is different. Every phrasal verb is different, which is why it's so difficult to make rules, even though I'm trying to do that today. Another one is to cheer up. Cheer can be a verb, but it's not quite the same. To cheer someone up is to make someone happy, to make their mood better. If you're feeling really sad, you need to be cheered up. Improve your mood, I guess. The sun is kind of started to shine on me now, and that's cheering me up. That's making me very happy. That's nice to see. Cheer up. Yeah, I think cheer up's a good one. Would we say cheer? I need to cheer. Yeah, not really. Again, cheer can be a verb, but it's a bit different. The meaning is different. To cheer is like to go, woo, you can do it. It's like supporting someone as an audience member. Cheer up is very different, to make someone happy. So a lot of these ones in this category of getting better, unlike the last one of increasing, these actually change the meaning a bit. Let's look at to heal up. Heal up. I had like a painful cut on my thumb, you might see if you're watching the video version. It was bleeding a lot 2 days ago, but it has healed up really nicely. Right, so this one, we probably could say both. It has healed really nicely. It's a bit like the one before though. So healed means 100% healed is better. Healed up doesn't mean 100% necessarily. It just means it's improved. Maybe it went from 20% to 80%, you know, which is, I think is about true. It's not too bad anymore. So heal up. It's healed up. How are you healing up? How are you healing up? I guess you could say that as well. Later on, or maybe, I don't know, it could be in a future episode, we will look at breakup, relationship ending, breaking up. To fix a relationship, you would make up. Make up has many meanings. I can think of at least like four, I would say. Let's not make it too complicated today. But one meaning of make up is to fix your relationship and be friends again, be happy with each other again. If you have a big fight, you need to make up and apologize and maybe give each other a hug. Make up. So this is another case where we can't use make. Of course, make is a verb, but it doesn't mean the same thing. Make means to create something. Make up means to fix a relationship, so the relationship gets better, right? Let's do one more about the weather. Brighten up. The weather has brightened up. The sky has brightened up, which means the brightness of the sun has got better, basically. Again, we can say brightened as well, but brightened up adds that feeling of improving, getting better. Okay, let's move now to a very different category. This is fairly simple because this is physically moving up. This is kind of the more literal meaning of going up. So a good example is to get up. You know, I'm sitting down right now, but if I want to, I can get up, and it means I'm going from down to up. So basically to rise from a sitting or lying position. Get up. And this case, we cannot say get. Get is a verb again, but it doesn't make sense. This morning, well, yeah, I had a really busy day yesterday. So this morning, I got up at 8:30, which is quite late for me. 8:30 in the morning, this is when I got up. And yeah, it's quite a late start for me, but it's a one-off, we could say. A one-off is something that happens once and it won't happen every day, I promise. If you have a shirt with buttons, which I don't, but you might have a shirt with buttons all the way up and down, you could say button up your shirt. Button up. You can also say do up. That's a simple way. Do up your shirt. Do up your shirt. Or if you have a zip on your trousers, you come out of the bathroom and someone might go like, oh, you need to do up your zip. Do up your zip. And that's very important. So it literally just means you attach the buttons from bottom to top, right? So you're doing them up, you're buttoning them up. You could say, don't forget to button your shirt or button up. It's kind of the same in this case. We wouldn't say do your shirt because we don't know what that means, because there's many things you could do with a shirt. You know, does it mean put it on, iron it, put the buttons on, take it off? There's many, many meanings of that. So sometimes adding up increases the clarity. We know what you're talking about more easily. My platypus bottle of water is running quite low, so I need to fill up my bottle. I need to fill up my bottle of water. So again, just means water goes from bottom to top, bottom to top. And we can also say fill, and to fill my water. There's not much difference apart from sounding more friendly, more casual, and it's emphasizing that movement of going up. The last one we could say is hang up the phone, which is an interesting one because I spoke about on a YouTube video a long time ago, English words that don't make sense anymore. And this is one of them, because if you hang up the phone, it just means you press the red button. But in the old days, in the very old phones, you would put the phone back on the hanging place, put it up. So you were putting the phone up to end your call. So hang up the phone means finish your call. Hang up. And yeah, I think this is such a set phrase. It's like a set phrase idiom thing that we can't change it. You don't say hang the phone. You say hang up the phone. Hang up the call. Hang up the call, we would say. So yeah, don't change that one. Always hang up. Let's perhaps do one more. And then I think I will do the others for next time. We'll do a part two of this one, because it's a bit too much to do in one episode. I'll make part two a bit special in some way. So meaning number four for up is to finish something or to complete something. So this is really common. Up has this sense of completion to it. This is common because it's the difference between eat your food and eat up your food. The small difference here is that eat up means finish your food. So if I say, come on, eat your food, that means any amount. You can eat a little bit of your food and that's fine. If I say eat up, that means eat and finish your food. So see, there is a difference there. Both are possible, but there is a difference. Eat up your food. Drink up is the same. I want to drink now. I actually will, because my throat is going a bit hoarse. I need some water. I need to drink, but I'm not going to drink up because I don't want to finish my water. I don't want to drink up. I think before we finish up this episode, I will go over a quick review. I'll talk about some ways in which you can learn these more easily. This is a weird one, they finish up, because finish means finish. And finish up is the same, right? So I think in this one, it's really the same. It's really not much difference. Finish up, again, sounds more friendly, more casual. And maybe it emphasizes more strongly that completing something. Finish up. But yeah, as I said, these are also really common in orders. You know, I rather than just say, come on, finish. It's too blunt. It's too strong. Like, come on, finish up. And it's a really nice way of asking someone or telling someone to finish. So if you want to make your order sound better, always try to use up with these verbs. Clean up is a good one. We often use this word up for cleaning, mop up, brush up, hoover up, clean up, wipe up. It's really common for many, many cleaning verbs. Scrub up the plates, maybe not that one, but I wouldn't say scrub up, but wash up, you could say. I'm going to do the washing up, wash up the plates. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to clean up my room. Again, clean means a little bit. Clean up means everything. Small difference there. So my tip for cleaning, by the way, I do clean up my room as much as I can, but my tip is to do it as you go. That's what I prefer. I always say if something takes a minute or less to do, just do it right now. It's going to save you time later. One that you may have thought of is the process of becoming an adult. What do we call that? We call this grow up. Come on, you have to grow up. You're growing up right now. So this is literally, it just means you're growing until you finish growing. When you complete your growing, you are an adult. And when you're about 18, 20, I don't know when you finish really, but that's when you grow up and you're an adult. So, yeah, if you just say you grow, it's, he's growing. Growing just means increasing in height. It's less common for people. Grow up means becoming an adult. So this is a good distinction. Growing is more just physically getting bigger. Grow up is more about maturing, turning into an adult human. So it's not just about physically, it's about your brain, your wisdom, hopefully, as well, your intelligence, your maturing, getting mature into an adult. And let's do one more, dry up. I went for a walk yesterday by the beach, and what was normally kind of muddy, sandy path was all dried up. It was just dried up, like looked like a desert. It was so dry because we haven't had rain for many weeks in England. So if something is dried up, it's completely dry. It's not just a little bit dry. It's dried to like 100% level of completion. It's dried up. So there's that. So here's a summary. We have four meanings we covered today. Increasing or improving. Getting better. Moving up and completing or finishing something. So that's what we do there. I would say maybe sometime later this month, I might try and do a part two. I don't know when I'll do it, but sometime soon. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more meanings to go, but the next five are smaller. I was going to say shorter, but they're smaller, so it won't be quite so much to learn. And I'll try to make it fun, make it a bit different next time as well. But hopefully this has been interesting. We've covered a lot. It's been a bit more teachy than normal. We've done a lot of learning and teaching, but I hope that's been interesting for you. My tip that I alluded to before, I mentioned before, is with anything, try to learn in context. So I'm teaching you the rules today, but writing down every word from today and trying to learn them all from a list is not going to be super helpful. So once you have this in mind and you come across these words in the future, in listening, in writing, in reading, then you can maybe refer back to this episode and this blog post on my show notes page and use them to help you understand what these up words mean. I really hope it will help. And yeah, I guess we'll leave it there. If you have any questions for me, please let me know, because it's a complicated topic. It sounds simple, but it's really not, as you know. So let me know if you have any questions about it. And once again, I will write everything up. I put a little bit on the blog post, and I will put a more detailed lesson for the private members to say thank you for your support. So let's just go now to a podcast review, and I'm going to tell you where you can improve this grammar, this structure today, after the review a bit more. So I've got one review today from Nerdvandva, I would say, who says, "Hi, Michael. Firstly, thank you so much for making this amazing podcast, which helps us a lot to learn the English language and culture. Secondly, could you give us a catalogue of new words you point out at the end of every episode, just like reading each of the new words again at the end. I bet it will help us a lot to memorize them. Thanks. Yeah, I like that idea. I do try my best. I don't know, Nerdvander, if you're a member, but I do try my best to list most of the new words with some audio definitions, examples on the members' website. I try to leave it there. So that's one way to review what you've been learning. I could try to include them on the video as well. I will consider that. So thank you for the suggestion. I will keep it in mind, but it might be a lot of work. So I'll think about how I could do that. But yeah, I do try to keep most of the new words listed on the members' site. So I'm not sure if you knew that as well. But thank you for that review. Very kind of you. Appreciate the 5 stars. As I said a minute ago, you can practice more this Friday, because on my private podcast, I will be talking about all these words I've mentioned today, maybe some more as well. And I'm going to challenge myself to make a story about them. It's going to be a true story. So I'm going to tell you about some memories I have of the past and some of my plans for the future. And I'll be using all of these words to make my story. And it's going to be a great way for you to review, because the key with learning anything is reviewing regularly. And I think if you listen to this, say, on Wednesday, and then the next one 2 days later, that's going to be a perfect time to review before you forget what we learned today. And then you can also have a go yourself at doing it too, if you want to. But okay, well, let's stop here, and I'll give you a quote from Conor McGregor, of all people. So he says, "Success is not just about learning a language. It's about never giving up on the journey of self-improvement." Okay, he said giving up. There's another up word he mentioned there. So never giving up on the journey of self-improvement. I should say, by the way, you know where I got this quote? I got this quote from ChatGPT. So it kind of occurs to me now that it's possible it wasn't actually Conor McGregor. Let me just double check that. You know what? I'm not sure this is Conor McGregor. I'm not sure he said this. Can he speak another language? I really don't know. So this is why you have to be so careful with ChatGPT, because you might get some wrong information. I asked it to give me a quote from a real quote from someone using the word up, and this may not be true. So I've learned my lesson. No more ChatGPT for quotes. But yeah, once again, success is not just about learning a language. It's about never giving up on the journey of self-improvement. And that is a beautiful quote from artificial intelligence, I presume. Okay, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you for watching or listening. Hope you enjoyed this longer episode, and I'll see you next time for another one. Goodbye, everyone. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.